Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is me, Samal Sugar. Yes, my microphone does not like me. I don't know why. Just like I said when I posted this, this is going to be a extremely boring show. So if you want to be like do something else, like, you know, wash your hair, get a drink of hot chocolate or something else other than listen to me, I would not be offended because honestly, I am only going to do 15, maybe 30 minutes because it has really just been that kind of day. You ever have a day when you wake up and you're debating on taking your behind to work, and then when you do go to work, you're thinking, why did I even log in? Why did I go to work? It was one of those days today, truly, truly, truly. It is 6:01. If you are in California, Arizona, Las Vegas, it is 8:01. If you're in Texas or Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and it is 9:01 if you are lucky enough to be in New York, Boston, or any other place like that. So I'm hoping everybody's in a good mood because actually, like I said before, I'm bored stiff. It was a really, really, really bad day. I do promise you guys, though, starting next month, October is next month. God, can you believe October's almost here? Thanksgiving is going to be here before we know it, and sure it's Christmas. So starting next month on the 4th, as a matter of fact, October the 4th, we're going to have some really serious issues. I'm going to have guests on the show. I'm also going to have a gentleman, a friend of mine by the name of Branford, who was once on American Idol. And he's going to be on the show. He's going to probably sing for us, too. So I'm really looking excited. really excited about that happening. For some of you who don't know who I am, which if you don't, why are you listening? But anyway, I am Samaz, Sam Sugar. And I'm just the type of person that just likes to talk. That's where I get this from. But I was thinking about, maybe a couple of months ago, my mother had a talk show. Believe it or not, on access, cable access TV, where she had a little Christian show and she would have people on her show and they would talk about, you know, things to do with, you know, how they got saved and everything. And I all of a sudden realized, wow, I'm actually my mom. And that's a good thing. You know, sometimes you go, God, I'm my mom, but I'm like, God, I'm my mom. And that's a really good thing. It really, really is. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my day. That you guys want to be bored, and since I guess if you're still listening to me, you're sitting back and whatever. So grab something to drink real quick, whatever your choice is, wine, be it be wine, Stella Rose, baby, Stella Rose, Kool-Aid, tea, hot chocolate, whatever you're going to get. And let me tell you, so this morning I got up and I was like, didn't really want to log into work. What I mean by log in, I work from home. Yes, I actually work from home. I can't tell you where I work at. Because basically it would bore you to death, and I'm not sure what company, you know, little things. I never signed anything saying I can't talk about my job. I did on my last job, however. I signed a big waiver saying that I could not discuss my job. And my job before that, I actually signed another waiver because I was actually blogging about people in my job. Now, nobody that's listening to me now, trust me, all these people that I blogged about, I don't know who they are. I don't know where they are anymore. I could care less. But, yeah, I did blog about a couple of people, and somebody got offended because they found it, and they told the big boss, and he called me in the office and said, you know, I was understanding that, you know, you're blogging about people in the job. You can't blog about the job. I wasn't blogging about the job, just people at the job. And I never named names. I never said this is so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. But I guess – you know, when you read things, it's like when people posting on Facebook, you go, wait a minute, is that sub me? It doesn't necessarily be subbing you, but if it the shoe fits, baby, wear it and wear it comfortably. Even if it is a size 8 and you wear a size 10 stiletto. Wear that bad boy comfortably. But anyway, doing a blog. And at that time, I was doing a written blog. Yes, can you believe your girl used to do a written blog? I did a written blog for like about 6 or 7 years. And then I moseyed on down to Blog Talk. And I actually had a talk show in a game. Now, some of you may know the game. The game is called Second Life. Some of you may not. If you don't, then trust me, you're not missing anything. But I used to have a talk show in Second Life as well. And it was really, really fun, you know, until people just kind of like got just crazy and wanted me just away from it and whatever. But anyway, we're not going to go into that. Let me pull myself right back into where I was going to talk about. So anyway, this morning I got up and I was really not feeling like logging in to my job. I did not want to do it. I was on one of those moods like I do not want to be bothered. So I decided I was going to go ahead and I woke up about 4 and took a shower and laid back down. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to call. I'm going to email the job and tell them I won't be coming in today. That's where my head's at. If I get in trouble, so be it. I just did not feel like going in. So before I lay down, and I kid you guys, don't laugh at me and don't roll your eyes and go, yeah, right. But I said, Lord, and I'm serious, Lord, if it's meant for me to go, let me know. Thinking to myself, things don't work like that. God don't sit there and go, hey, you don't need to go to work today, or hey, you need to go. But anyway, so when I woke up, because I remember I put my alarm on for about 5:30, so I woke up actually about 6 o'clock, and thank goodness I'd already took a shower, so I woke up because even though I work from home, I still get up, take a shower, get dressed, sit in front of my desk and computer and type. The only time I don't get dressed is on 2 days a week, which is Thursday and Saturday. I put on my pajamas. Yeah, I sure do. I get on my pajamas, take a shower, put my pajamas, some clean pajamas back on, and go and sit down in front of the computer and work. That's what I do. But anyway, so I said to myself, oh, my God, you know, I just got enough time to, you know, don't even worry about it because, you know, don't have to get dressed because you're not going in. So my house, my was pitch dark. There was no light at all. And I'm thinking, you know, what happened? So I sit up real quick, and I try to get on my computer, you know, to basically to send the email that I wouldn't be going into work, and nothing. My computer kept saying, you know, there was no Ethernet, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. I don't have Ethernet on this computer. It's basically wireless. So I'm thinking, what is it talking about? So I rebooted the cable modem because I'm thinking, okay, Spectrum is just full of shit. Excuse me, kids. You know, they're just full of it. I could easily get on. Something's wrong. So I rebooted it. Call Spectrum, you know, to think I was going to say, yes, in your area, there is an outage, but it didn't say that. So I ran in the living room thinking, okay, I know I'm not going to be able to get online, even though the computer, everything in this living room was shut off too. I turned the light on, turned on my computer, bam, the computer came on, tried to get online, and what do you know? I got online. So I'm thinking, okay, really? So I went back in the bedroom, and I shut everything. I'm thinking, okay, between my venture to the bedroom, to the living room, the cable's on. It just had to. So I put it in again and tried to get on. Nothing. Kept saying there was no Ethernet, whatever. So I looked to see from my wireless. I could not find the wireless icon anywhere on my computer. It was bizarre. I've never had that happen before. It was just really, really really weird. So I sit there for a minute, and I'm thinking, okay, what in the hell is going on? So I go back in the living room again, and I sit down, and my computer in the living room, which is my work computer, is working fine. It's working absolutely fabulous without a problem. So I'm sitting there thinking, and guys, please don't laugh at me. I know I'm laughing, but I'm thinking, was that really a sign that I should take my butt into work today? So I'm thinking, you know what, how can I find it? I'm not going to be without, you know, cable all day long in that bedroom. So I went on and got online because I'm thinking, okay, this must be a sign for me to take my ass to work. So I got online, I worked. And when I tell you today was just an extremely crappy day, it truly, truly was. The biggest thing that I find kind of not irritating, but bothersome about my job, you guys are going to be like, really? I get a lot of elderly people. I don't work for a company that basically deals with elderly people, but we have a lot of elderly people that has been with the company as far as having their business with the company for years and years and years. Some people been in the company since 1978 and even beyond that or before that or whatever, however you want to say it. So I've noticed that almost every time I'm working, if you ask the customer, okay, so how long would you like whatever you want, how many years? You get 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I've noticed that a lot of times they'll say, well, I'm 98 years old, and I only don't know how long I'm going to be here, so I'm only going to do 1 year. And I get that, and I kid you not, on a daily basis, to the point where I'm going, when I get that age, is that how you think? Because I notice it. It's either, you know, well, I'm 78 years old. I don't know if I'm going to be here next year or you know. And it's always that when you get an elderly person, that's always their mindset. And I'm thinking, do you live your mindset like that, that your mind is thinking you're not going to be here another year? That is kind of like scary and even morbid in a way, because they're thinking like that. And I know you guys are going, it can't be that many. I kid you not. I may even get two or three people in the same day that says this, that they do not want to extend whatever they're going to extend. I don't want to talk about it because it's my job and whatever. But they really don't want to extend it any further because in their mind, they might not be here next year. And that honestly kind of like, I don't want to say irritates me, but I'm thinking, what, you know, and I always find myself saying, oh, don't say that. You know, don't say that. You'll be here another year. No, trying to like kind of, you know, make them feel better. And one lady told me, well, I hope not, because I'm in a lot of pain and I don't want to be here another year. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, I get how they think. You know, I don't get it, but I understand that that may be how they think. But what bothers me is that you can convey this stuff to a person that you don't even know. Only thing you have to say is, oh, yeah, another year is fine. I don't want to hear that you're thinking about dying or that you don't think you're going to be here another year. You know, and I got three people today that did that to me. And I swear, every time I was hearing that, I'm thinking, okay, once I get to that age, is that how you think? Is that the norm? Is that where your life is headed? You know, do you honestly think that, you know, okay, I may not be here another year. I mean, anybody can think that. I mean, let's face it, with the way things are going now and this and that and the other, you know, nobody may not be here another year, but nobody wants to think about that. That's not something you should, you know, talk about when you talk to other people, especially another business. And another thing I find, oh, God, with older people is that they always want to talk to me. And I guess that's a good thing in a way. I guess it's nice to have people that want to talk to you and want to see what you think. But after a while, it's like there. I had one lady that was on the line with me, and I'm like trying to move her to a different direction. She was telling me about how her kids doesn't care about her and how this, that, and the other. Her husband died, and she went on and on and on for a good 40 minutes. And we're on a time span. Anytime you deal with a company that it's about money, it's about money, it's about money, it's about money. Get your ass off, it's about money. Next call, next call, next call. It's about money. Sell, 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 sell. So it kind of gets a little bit where I'm going at. I don't want to be talking to a person that's where their head's at, you know, that you want to talk to me about your dead husband and the fact that your kids don't care about you. And trust me, don't look at me, guys, like, way looking at like, really? Really, Sam? That's not, no. I don't mind talking to a person. I really don't. But when you're calling a place of business, and then again, I'm thinking maybe they just honestly don't have anyone else to talk to. They honestly have to express themselves. But it does make me a bit uncomfortable to hear that, because I'm thinking to myself, is that going to be me once I get a certain age? I'm hoping not. If you guys hear that snoring in the back, please forgive me. That is my husband, and he had a really, really, really long day today. So with him having a really long day today, he came home, and poor baby went right to sleep. So I'm going to take a little break, and maybe I can nudge him a little bit and wake him up. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. If you just join me, I am Samaz Sam Sugar, and we're here with Just Talk. I have no subject, no nothing. It's going to be a boring show, as I said before. However, I did let everybody on to coming October. I will be like dealing with a lot of issues, a lot of views. I've had a lot of my friends and listeners give me some suggestions on what to talk about. I will be talking about a lot of kind of controversy subjects, as well as subjects that I'm hoping will help you. We'll talk about anxiety, panic attack. I will have a couple of guests on here. So I'm really excited to start things in October. I'm on my way. And the thing is that, honestly, it used to be when I was tired and didn't want to do anything or say anything, I wouldn't get online. I would be like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm not going to do it. They'll just, you know, miss me with that. I'll just talk to someone next week. But I've put into my mindset that I don't care if I do a 15-minute show, 30-minute show to an hour show, as long as I'm doing it, then I feel good about myself, because this is something that I do like to do. I do like to talk. I do. I really, really do. This is my calling. I mean, I would have loved to have been, I don't want to say Oprah Winfrey or Wendy. I would just want to be me, you know, just, you know, the Sam Sugar Show starring Sam Sugar with guest stars. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I would love to have done my own show. I'm really excited also. My friend Felix told me that he soon will be back doing his show. If you guys are wrestling fans, you will love, love, love his show. And hopefully once he does come back, I will be honored enough to have him come on my show and talk about his show, because he was really, really doing really well. And he decided to, you know, you get burned out on things like this. You really, really do. And I was, as I was telling you guys earlier, before I was playing a game called Second Life, where I was a talk show host. I even won some virtual awards at that in the Second Life game. I'm really proud of that. Miss it. But don't think I miss it enough to go back to it. But, I won a humanitarian award as well. And I couldn't believe that I won that. That was, I think, the highlight. It was for Black Girls Rock, and I won a humanitarian award for it. And that was because I put a movie out called Tomorrow that basically went to abuse, you know, spousal abuse, and proud of that little project. If you guys want me to put it, I might even put it up so you guys can view it. It's like it's animated. It is a animated video, but I think you'll enjoy it. You get a lot out of it. The actors and actresses were really, really good. I didn't even act it. I did maybe one line in it. Normally when I do my movies, I'm the top dog, the actress, but this time I let someone else shine. More or less happy to be behind the camera and doing the direct. Yeah, you guys just don't know. I used to direct virtual videos. Can you believe it? Anyway, like I said, this is not, you know, tonight's show is not going to be about really anything at all. We're just talking in conversation to tell you about my day. So let me get back to my day. So as I said before, it was a really, really rough day today. It was just, you know, my friend and I, my friend Brianna, who, God, I can't believe me how she and I, we only talk during office hours. Like, we only conversate because she has a beautiful little boy. Hi, Junie. She has a beautiful little boy named Junie, and she basically, you know, she's taking care of him, and I admire her so much because Junie is her life. So when she's not working and she and I are not going back and forth, she's taking care of Junie. So during the day, she and I will go back and forth because we were talking. I think I told you guys this before. We were actually talking in the chat, like private chat at the job, until we found out that they can read those chats. And we were like, girl, here is my number. Okay, girl, here's my number. So we've been talking back and forth, and we do relate to each other a lot about the job and the situation. So it makes things go a lot easier for me to have her, you know, talking to me each day and kind of conversating a little bit, you know, about things that's going on with the job, because she understands what I'm going through and I understand what she's going through. But upcoming in October, again, we'll be talking about anxiety. I'm going to touch on a subject that that I've been asked to touch on by several people, and that is the abortion issue. I will be talking about that for those who don't feel comfortable with it. You know, I will let you guys know beforehand so you don't listen if you don't, you know, want to listen to it. We will be talking about self-care, women, and men, but more women, how you, you know, take care of yourself and self-care. I will be having, again, I'll be having a couple of guests. I'll be having a guest. She's actually a, she loves books. That's all I got to say. She loves books, but she's really, really into books. And I think you would enjoy talking to her too. Her favorite author is Beverly Johnson, where my favorite author is Stephen King. I love horror. I love Stephen King. Stephen King is my favorite author. Anything he puts out with, and okay, not anything. Some, I'd say 95% of what he puts out I've read and I enjoy, but he is my favorite author. Where hers is Beverly Johnson. We will be also talking about movies coming up too. So we're going to be doing like movies, like giving it like a little bit of a feedback of movies. I have a couple of guests for that too. So I'm really excited about the upcoming month. I was honestly going to wait till 2022 to start my show again, but I think I'm ready. I really think I'm ready to start back, and I'm hoping you guys are ready too. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you guys are your support and you've been there for me, because I know it's kind of hard to see a person drop and then pick back up. I do that with my YouTube too. For those who don't know, I do a little thing called Let's Plays for Sims. And The Sims, if you don't know what The Sims is, it's an EA game. Actually, it's no longer, is it EA? Yeah, it is EA. It used to be Maxis. It's an EA game. And I play it. And while I'm playing it, I basically kind of talk through what the Sims is doing. I know those who don't know are probably rolling your eyes and going, okay, what the hell is that all about? But it's fun. And if you guys would like to see it, I'll definitely post it. You guys can watch a little bit of it and see if you like that. I also will be having a guest, Yvonne. She is a correctional officer, and she will be actually leaving, I think, the county that she works at, which is in Texas, and she's going to be starting her own thing for, you know, young girls and trying to get them out of situations like, you know, being raped and being pimped out. So she'll be on the show talking as well. I'm excited about that. I'm also trying to get a young lady who I've become a friend to and admire her as well. Her name is Sierra, and talk to her about, she has a place called Hope House that deals with gentlemen that who are just got out of prison and are trying to start their life again. Her mother started it, her mother and father started it, and they started, and she's like took the bull by the horn and still going. I met her, and she is just the sweetest thing, and I'm trying to get her on the show too to kind of discuss it, even though this might be something you guys or don't have anybody that would be able to relate to that. But you never know. You never know who, you know, if you know something or hear something and be like, oh, okay, I do know someone that would probably be able to, you know, find something good about that and have them on the show. You guys, I know I'm like babbling. I'm so tired right now. I'm really, really sleepy. I'm tired. It's been a long day. It was a long night last night. My husband could give a damn. He's over here sleeping. He could care less. I even told him, hey, babe, I'm going to do a show. Can you wake up? Yeah, okay. He stayed awake for 5 seconds. This man, let me talk about this real quickly to you guys. I can't stand him. And let me tell you the reason why is because he can go to sleep without a problem. He honestly can go to sleep and not think of nothing of it. And it just to no end. It really does. I just really wish I could go to sleep like that. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end here. I know it hasn't been a whole 30 minutes, but I'm tired, you guys. I need to give me some rest. I really appreciate you guys listening to me as always. I apologize today again that the show is going to be boring, but I forewarned you. I told you ahead of time. So next week on the 4th, I think, of October, get ready. We're going to talk about some serious issues, and I hope that you guys do enjoy it. Next time, mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.
This is Bam Bam. You're listening to Sam Sugar on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. This is Bam Bam. You're listening to Sam Sugar on Blog Talk Radio. This is Bam Bam. You're listening to Sam Sugar on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.